That was the question that was discussed at length with somebody I was talking to. Recently, I've had people reach out to me from outside the area, outside the 50-mile radius that I enjoy, because I don't see myself traveling on weekends, especially on my free weekends, to see people all the time. I don't know. I like my me time. I like my personal space. I don't like being bothered time. It's something that is very hard to comprehend when you're dating somebody that is not in the region and they all of a sudden want to spend time. They want to do things. And it's like, oh, okay. Yeah. So anyway, we got to talking and they had a big issue with my views on how I think about marriage and obviously open to co-parenting, which anybody that doesn't know, co-parenting is a modern term where people mutually decide to have a kid and work out the parameters of how to parent the child. Usually this is something that resonates more with women that are in heavy career paths. Let's say they're like in their mid to late 30s. They're establishing their career, but they've been so obsessed and they're probably not inclined to be in a marriage or not inclined to be in a relationship because of whatever reasons. Or you may run into people that are in lesbian couples that are the same way. That, you know, obviously can't conceive the child naturally, so they want somebody, but they also want to have those parameters in play. They want to have those people that understand, okay, we're going to be parents. We're not going to be lovers or anything. We're not going to, you know, this shit gets sticky once we start having sex, even though you're trying to have sex because you're trying to have a kid, right? But essentially, you can't be having that every day, bro. We're not doing that because it complicates things. I just want a parent. I want to do that, right, and enjoy the world of parenting with another responsible adult and go from there. I think there's nothing wrong with that. There's no right or wrong. And then there's people like her, like the girl I was talking to, and she comes more from the mindset of, look, I want to find the love of my life. I want to have kids too. That's something I yearn for, but I need to be married first. I need to be with somebody. And I was like, well, I mean, that's great and all, but I don't know how you want to get to that conclusion. And essentially she was saying that she feels it's a better situation to be married and have kids than to go co-parent and kind of be raising a child with a stranger you don't know from a hole in the wall. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't disagree with that scenario. That's the ideal scenario that we all want, right? I mean, we all want to be with one person that is our one-stop shop to provide us everything and anything that we need and be happy and be content and not look for anything else and not be miserable and have multiple children together and live happily ever after. That's what people like to think it's a possible reality. And for many, it is. But for the most part, it is not. And that's the thing that I was trying to tell her, because she's telling me I'm jaded. I'm like, well, I don't think I'm jaded, because I do want to love. I do want to be. I'm welcoming of a relationship. Now, granted, I'm going about it a different way. I'm making sure that you are who you say you are. I'm making sure that the claws are not coming out. I'm making sure that you understand who I am as a person and you support it. And we're able to be open and communicate and vet each other along the way to make sure that one of us is not derailing off this thing. And if we are, then we talk about it and go from there. I think that's being logical about it. I think it makes common sense to go about it that way, right? But some people just want to rush it just because they want to have kids. And one of the things that I just thinking about it, it's like, well, you're being selfish about wanting a kid. I'm like, well, at the end, we're all selfish. I mean, for someone to say they're not selfish and for her to say she's not selfish because she wants to have her happiness a certain way, come on. That is so contradictory right there, because we all essentially want to pursue our happiness, which is about part of being selfish, part of pursuing what it is that makes you happy, period, end of story. And there's no right or wrong way of doing that. And what I've learned is that what I was telling her is like, look, I just believe in being open to all options, being logical. I take the romance out of it, because love doesn't make you a good husband. Love doesn't make you a happy home. Love doesn't make you pay the bills. It's a feeling you have, but you have to remove that and be logical as well. And somebody like her that's never been married, already has a kid out of wedlock. It didn't work out. The father's not even in the picture. you know, now she's wanting that. She says basically if she wants to have another kid, she wants to be married with that guy because she doesn't want to deal with this on her own. And I get it. I totally get that aspect of it as a single dad. But I guess in my head, I've always figured it out in my twisted head. It's like if I'm going to have kids, I have to be able to provide for them even if mom is not around. Even if I eradicate anybody that has helped me, I have to make sure that me, by myself, I'm able to raise a child. And I made that decision a long time ago that I was okay with that, that I would be ready for that. And I've always been ready to have a kid. I would say since 28, 29 on forward, I was like, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready because I know I could take on this responsibility. But some people don't go into it that way. They're thinking, well, they're going to be with somebody to help them out. And if, poof, they disappear, what do you fucking do? Right? This is not the life they expected. This is not what they desired, what they thought it would be like. And I think that's what life is about, especially when you come into a relationship mindset. You think people want to be widows? You think people want to be single or together? Whatever, it's things happen for a reason in life, and you have to be logical that your partner can die. You may not get along. You may not be happy in a marriage scenario. And I'm just not trying to follow the same blueprint that I had before. So I'm trying to make sure if I'm with somebody, it's going to take time to get to know them. So it's going to be a while before we even go into the marriage and having kids and all of that. It's going to take time. And that's what I told her. I was like, I get where you're coming from, but you're not rushing my pace because I don't know you from a hole in the wall. And I told her, I'd rather deal, if you're giving me an option between co-parenting and marriage, I will take co-parenting because, especially if that person already has a child, because there is a tangible body of work of that person having a kid, being responsible for that kid, and doing all these things that a single parent can do to the best of their ability and have a career, then that to me speaks to that a person being more than a viable partner to have a child with if we mutually agree upon it. And that's one thing that she was trying to say, that I was being selfish because I wanted to have a kid. I was like, how can it be selfish if two adults consenting to a decision to have a child and having parameters and rules, how is that being selfish? It may be unconventional. It may not be what people would view as awesome and wholesome, right? And, you know, she goes into a story about how her parents have been married 55 years and, you know, they just have a value of marriage. And, you know, and people that come from that background, I get it. I salute you for having that. That's amazing. But you have to understand that, you know, that world was different than ours. That generation was different than ours with technology, with how people think, the level of entitlement, so on and so forth. You just have a different variable. Like, I can't, just like I talk about parenting and having punishment to kids, you know, spanking them. You can't do that shit anymore. Yeah, that's what the old days were, right? But we don't do things like that anymore in this day and age. So you're going to sit there and try to relate with those people, and you're trying to go through a field of dating applicants that are in a modern mentality, and you're basically looking for a needle in a haystack. And she's like, well, I'm not going to settle. I'm going to find it. Well, good for you. You know, but I don't think that's being realistic, right? I mean, I don't think that's somebody that is openly being logical about everything. They're thinking they're going to find the love of their life, and they're going to be awesome parents, awesome roommates. Everything's going to be perfect, or they're going to have their peaks and valleys, and that person is going to be exactly on the same page as they are. And they're going to take on their child, and they're going to have more children and live in that world that you created in your head, in that figment of your imagination. And I'll go into my whole Spider-Man rant, as always. Oh, you know, I always wanted to be Spider-Man when I grew up. But the shit, you grow up and you realize that ain't real. It's cool to look at. And again, people think I'm jaded. I'm not jaded. I'm all into celebrating love and relationship and all of that. I'm all for that. But I go into it wide-eyed, open, blinders, just making sure everything is good, that I relate with somebody. And whether it is via marriage or co-parenting, you know, I'm not about marriage, legally marrying. I'm not about that. But if you tell me, hey, let's go get married, let's go put it on Facebook, blast it on there, and have videos and Facebook Live, whatever the fuck you want to do, have wedding pictures, honeymoon, absolutely. I'm all in. I think when you love somebody, you want to do those things, right? It's just part of the natural desire. But to legally tie me up, no fucking way. You're not going to get me there. Because now I'll do a will, a living will. I'll do a power of attorney. So if I turn into a vegetable, I'll give you power. Because it's just easier. If shit hits the fan, you have, in a way, I feel when you do it that way, the other person knows they're being accountable, especially a woman. A woman knows, as like, okay, I better keep my shit together, because if not, this is going to all dissipate. This lifestyle, everything that's going on. You know, you're not going to go ahead and have your cake and eat it too when we leave. And I think that's the mindset that I have, is that I think when you kind of leave those things in play, because, man, when you get married, people automatically feel you have to tolerate all of their shit. And you don't even talk about things. It's like, well, you're married. What are you going to do? You're going to leave me? What are you going to do, divorce me? You know, there's people like that out there. I'm not saying everyone, but I know it's something that is not uncommon out there. So I go into it with, you know, no blinders on. I go into it, and especially when you have a child already, because you know that decision is going to impact your child. So I got to make sure all this is going right. All of this is going well. That you're not trying to have any ulterior motives. That you're not trying to have any agendas about trying to change me or polish me or whatever the fuck you think I should be doing better. It's good to have dialogue about it. It's good to say, you know, I think you could be doing certain things. But as far as demanding it or just throwing fits because I'm not doing them when I haven't done them since day one, these are things that I'm trying to avoid. And like I said, I don't get very far with people because they don't understand that concept. And it's not, again, about being jaded. It's not about being selfish. It's about leaving all of your options open to pursuing whatever it is happiness you have. So for me, having a kid is great. If I find another grown consenting adult that feels the same way, that wants to have a kid and wants to have rules, and then maybe after the fact we could possibly look into dating if we match up like that and we want to make it happen, absolutely, I'm open to that. And then she's throwing a scenario of like, well, what if you go ahead and have a co-parenting situation and then you meet the love of your life? Then you have kids with us. So you're going to have three baby mamas. I was like, well, you know, that's a possibility. I agree. But I was telling her that in my age group, I've been out there long enough, and I'm 41. So I've been in that age group where anywhere from 35 and up, the likelihood of women wanting children, it's unlikely. Like, you're running more into the 60-70% bracket. More than half of them don't want to have kids. Why? Because they already had them. Their shop is closed. Or they already made a steadfast decision that they're not going to have any kids. There's women out there that are career-driven women that are like, fuck having kids. I'll live through my nieces and nephews. You find people like that. Where if they're at 35 or 38, 39, and they don't have kids, guess what? They're not trying to have kids. They're done. They've accepted that reality. Or they're 39, 38, and they have three kids, and they have two kids, and they're done with that. So that's what I was trying to tell her. It's like the likelihood of me running into that scenario is less likely than me being a co-parent to a second kid and then falling in love with somebody. More than likely, they're not going to want to have kids anymore. They just want to have a partner and ride it out. I think that's a more realistic scenario. I mean, ideally for me, of course, I would like to be married and with somebody and have a kid and raise them and just deal with one baby mama. But you got to leave all options open. That's what I was telling her. And then she's, you know, steadfast. And I was like, yeah, I agree. We don't match. I'm like, I hear you. I mean, I don't know what you want me to say because I'm not going to go ahead and be coerced into your thinking. I understand. You grew up with parents, even though you didn't follow their blueprint, even though you didn't do exactly what they said. You didn't go marry before having kids, but now you all of a sudden want to have kids, and now you think it's the right thing to do. I hear you. You have a kid. It's hard. Listen, it takes one to know one. I get it. But, you know, that's something that you have to be open-minded and understanding the pool talent out there of people. They're not all in it with the right intentions or don't understand themselves or don't even know what a happy relationship, don't even invest in the time of knowing what a healthy situation in their mindset would be like. It's like, you know, she's there talking to stuff, and I'm telling her, I don't assume anything about anyone. I ask all the questions because I don't know what you're thinking. And she's saying that, you know, a lot of things that we were dialoguing about, she was like, well, I think that's so common sense. I'm like, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised to know that people out there are not understanding of your views. They just think differently. And when you accept that reality of people being that way, dude, you're ahead of the game, because then you start asking questions and you start being logical. And that's the way I go about doing it. So, you know, co-parenting versus marriage is no one way to go about it. I think it's ultimately you knowing who you are. But if you go down the marriage route, obviously what I was telling her is that you're not going to force my pace and getting to know you. Because if you're telling me to invest my rest of my life in you and the time that we're on earth, right, until I die, until you die, then you got to be a pretty badass bitch. That in all facets. It's not about you being a great sex machine. It's about being my best friend, being awesome. I don't want to hide anything from you. I don't want to have a split personality when, you know, I can't be the way around you as I am with my friends. So, no, you're going to be able to listen to these podcasts and have a blast and laugh at it and not take it seriously. You know, that's the mindset that I look for in a person. So, you know, there's no wrong way of doing it, but I think for one person to frown upon or judge others on it being a lesser thing, I think it's disappointing, because to think that a broken home is only with parents that are not together, I think that's the biggest misconception. I think a broken home is a home where there's no love being shown to the child. There is no type of construct in how things are being done. There's no level of values being taught in that home. There's no love. There's all these things. It come from a home, but a broken home doesn't mean that the parents are not living together. I think I think anybody that thinks that the only way to have a great home environment is to have both parents be married living together, I think you're a very naive motherfucker.